Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1649, The Power of an Online-Only Savings Account by Tiffany Alice of TheBudgetNista.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. This is the show where I narrate posts from thought leaders in personal finance every single day of the year in 10 minutes or less. If you're someone who wants to keep good personal finance practices top of mind, but you don't have the time to read all the various blogs out there, then this show is for you. And if you like this idea of reading blogs to you for free, it'd be great if you could share this podcast with someone today. That would be greatly appreciated. But for now, let's hear today's post and start optimizing your life. The Power of an Online-Only Savings Account by Tiffany Alice of TheBudgetNista.com. Saving money isn't always fun. There, I said it. And when you have to rely on yourself to take the money that's sitting oh so prettily in your checking account and manually move it over to a savings account at your same bank, a few doors down from your forever BFF checking account, it's even less fun. The usual cycle is to unhappily move a few dollars over from checking to savings when you remember, let it sit there in savings for a bit, and then end up transferring it back to your checking account because of a new want or need that's going to cost a few more bucks than you have available in your checking account. Time to break the no-save cycle, yes? Especially now, in these uncertain economic times, savings should move to the top of the to-do list. Why? Because having money tucked away in savings is a key component to help you ride the waves of any future economic turbulence. Great news! I have an easy-peasy solution to help you overcome all the savings drama. It starts with your savings mindset. Savings mindset. One of the biggest obstacles to successful saving is you. Yes, you. Taking yourself, no shade, out of the equation is key to sticking to your savings goals. Many of us have the mindset that saving is hard, but it doesn't have to be. A really great and effective way to tackle the stress of it all is to take small, simple, and automated steps to consistently form savings habits that crush your financial goals. And another key to saving like a pro is to make your money inconvenient, because as I love to say, inconvenient money gets saved. What is inconvenient money? It's money that you save in an online-only savings account. Online-only savings account magic. Online-only savings accounts are my jam. Here are just a few reasons why. Number one, inconvenience. It takes 24 hours or more to transfer your money from an online-only savings account back to your current bank account. This makes your money inconvenient and less likely to be touched. The mandatory waiting period will stop impulse spending of your savings in its tracks. Pro power move. Make sure you don't open a checking account at the same bank where your savings account is. that would totally blow the critical inconvenience element and make it faster to transfer funds and use them. This is no bueno and will encourage unplanned spending. Number two, higher interest rates. Online-only savings accounts often have a higher interest rate than traditional banks. They can offer to give you a few more coins in interest because they don't have to maintain the costs, like paying rent, associated with traditional brick-and-mortar banks. This means you make more money on your money. Please keep in mind that the interest rates fluctuate based on federal regulations, so be on the lookout for any drastic downgrades to your current interest rate and be prepared to pack up and move for a better rate elsewhere if you're inclined to. And number three, lower fees. Online-only savings accounts tend to have lower fees, and some have no fees at all. This is a key advantage because you can earn interest on your savings without having to pay sneaky account maintenance fees. Also, many online accounts are known to waive overdraft fees, have no minimum deposit or balance requirements, and will allow a certain number of free ATM withdrawals at their banks. Pro power move. Automate, automate, automate. Take the thinking out of the equation and automate your savings. Set up a certain amount to automatically transfer from your checking account to your online savings account at a regular interval. If you have to start with $5 to $10 a month, do that. The key is to get started and form the savings habit, no matter the amount. Before I go, I couldn't leave you hanging and not give you a few tips for finding the best online-only savings account. Here's what to look for when scoping out a place to park your savings. An A grade on my favorite comparison site, magnifymoney.com. It should be FDIC insured. You should look for the highest interest rate offered and the lowest deposit required to open an account and earn the interest rate advertised. The best online-only savings accounts will check all four boxes. I hope I now have you convinced that online-only savings accounts are the way to go. You just listened to the post titled "The Power of an Online-Only Savings Account" by Tiffany Alice of thebudgetnista.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college? I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. I completely agree with Tiffany's advice here to get yourself an online-only savings account with a provider that is different from your checking account. I have a high-yield savings account with an online option called Capital One 360. I don't pay any fees and there's no minimum deposit. I set this up years ago, but I haven't hopped around to different providers for a better interest rate because even with a high-yield account, the interest rates are fairly low everywhere. Right now, I'm getting 0.4% interest. And while I could switch to another online bank that offers 0.5% interest, that'll only get me maybe a few extra dollars in interest per month. It's not really worth the hassle of moving my money. For context, I have $28,000 sitting in a high-yield savings account, and I'm earning about $7 in interest per month. It's nothing to write home about. The interest you're earning on your savings account is not the compelling reason to hold cash in a savings account. If you're looking for your money to make money, you should invest it. The reason you want some money in a savings account is for the liquidity. You want to be able to easily access money in an emergency and not have to sell any of your investments at a less than ideal time. That should do it for another edition of Optimal Finance Daily. I'll be back tomorrow as usual, so I'll see you there on the Wednesday show where your optimal life awaits.